Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
It's me, the My Vaccine Guy, with exciting news. My Vaccine is now available in all 50 states of the greatest nation on earth. Woo! My Vaccine is the vaccine for conservatives. You storm the Capitol, let My Vaccine storm your capillaries. Just go to any vaccination site and say, hey, can I get my vaccine? They'll know what you're talking about. We'll give you one dose of my vaccine and throw in another dose 21 to 28 days later for free.
Free.
For free. Patriots, I guarantee that my vaccine does not contain a Bill Gates tracking device. Heck, you know my vaccine's conservative because it's Tucker Carlson's only remaining advertiser. Think of it this way. Every my vaccine that you get is one that a Rachel Maddow viewer doesn't get. What do you think about that, Lib? Suck it.
Come on.
Look, I'm not going to give you the science. Let's be honest. You don't like the science. I don't like the science. Whatever. Just stick it in your arm.
My vaccine is just the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine under a different name. Promo code IHATEAOC does nothing.
Do not wait, Patriots. Get the My Vaccine. Please, just get the vaccine. I want to go to the movies.
It's getting better all the time.
As horrific and nightmarish as the pandemic has been, and it is by no means over, especially throughout the rest of the world, we are now hitting some genuinely exciting milestones.
The race to vaccinate hitting two major milestones today. The CDC reports that 50% of all adults have received at least one vaccine dose, and 25% of all Americans are now fully vaccinated.
Starting today, every adult across the nation is eligible to get a COVID shot.
Folks, I have good news. Everybody is eligible as of today to get the vaccine. We have enough of it. You need to be protected, and you need, in turn, to protect your neighbors and your family. So please, get the vaccine.
To admit it's getting better, better, a little better, all the time.
When I think back to the lowest points of this hellish year, there were times when it was impossible to imagine the progress we're seeing now. Half of adults have now gotten at least one shot, and all adults in the U.S. are eligible. It's a dramatic achievement worthy of celebration, especially considering where we were just a few months ago. Before the previous president left office, the vaccine rollout was in chaos. His administration had passed on the opportunity to buy more vaccine, and they'd made all kinds of wild and obviously insane promises, like the time Trump's chief of staff said they'd have 100 million doses by October and enough vaccine for every American by January.
We use all of our regulatory tools to bring vaccine available for the entire American population by January.
You know, in terms of the number of vials, what we're shooting for is to try to make sure that we have 100 million doses in that first tranche. And so that 100 million doses certainly is the benchmark that we've set. From there, there would be a second tranche that would get us up to the 300 million plus doses. That timeline for the 300 million is set as a January timeline in terms of what we're looking at.
He's so cagey. He's talking about vaccine distribution like he's telling a loan shark when he can expect his money. I'm going to get you your money. I got a job now and I stopped gambling. No more betting on the ponies for me. No siree. Oh, when can I have it by? Let's see. The Kentucky Derby is the first Saturday in May, so the first Sunday in May? And yes, when Biden took office and only promised 100 million shots in the first 100 days, that was clearly a lowball number. But it made sense to set lower expectations after the last guys overpromised on everything every time they opened their mouths. Not only do we think we will have 300 million vaccines by January, but we are now closer than ever to getting every American the nootropic pill, NZT-48, also known as the Limitless pill, taken by Bradley Cooper in the film Limitless. And as a reminder, this is a pill that will allow us to use our whole brain with no side effects. At least, I think that's the case, as I will admit I only watched the first tranche of that movie. Anyway, that obviously all turned out to be bull. The Trump administration had no interest in actually overseeing an effective vaccine rollout, so they just passed it off to the states, and it was initially a disaster. Biden, meanwhile, secured deals to buy more vaccine, brokered deals between rivals to produce more vaccine, and quickly ramped up a plan to use FEMA to set up federally run mass vaccination sites across the country, which for some reason Trump failed to do. Maybe because he didn't know what FEMA stood for.
Right. The Federal Elegant Modeling Agency, is that right? So the models, they would administer the vaccines. And only 10s, right? Nobody's gonna roll up their sleeve for a 7, I can tell you that.
But as encouraging as the vaccine rollout has been here in the U.S., it's been much less encouraging throughout the rest of the world, thanks in large part to vaccine hoarding by wealthy countries. Global COVID cases just hit a new weekly record, making this the worst week worldwide since the start of the pandemic. And that's why we need a more just and equitable distribution of vaccines to developing nations. So far, high-income countries already own more than half of all global doses purchased. And it's estimated that there will not be enough vaccine doses to cover the world's population until at least 2023. Meanwhile, the U.S. could have 300 million extra vaccine doses by the end of July. Let's send those extra vaccines to countries that need them. We certainly don't need them here. As a country, we don't do well with excess. We'll start having raves where Wall Street bros and social media influencers pass vials of Pfizer in bathrooms while dancing poorly to club music. Hey, man, you want a hit of this uncut Pfizer? You'll have a sore arm for a few days, but then you'll be sky high. Also, it's in our own interest to share our vaccines as well. If we don't slow down the spread of the virus around the world, then more variants will emerge, and we can't just stop them from coming here by encasing the U.S. in a protective bubble like we're in some Stephen King novel.
Jack French, and the number here to call is 1-800-BAD-JACK. And here we get to talk about all the things you can't talk about with anybody else. Oh, man, is it as hot and sticky where you are as it is in here with me. Oh, yeah, I just took my own temperature. No, I'm not going to tell you where I stuck the thermometer. Well, it reads 102.5 FM, and that's just my body heat. Whoo, look at that. You must be wired up good tonight. The phone banks look like the runway lights at LAX, and I barely started to breathe. But hang on, tonight. Tonight we got a very big fish to fry. I'm in a Moby Dick kind of mood. And that means I fully intend to swing my primo harpoon, so crank up your speed dialers and get ready to chase a little tail that is the biggest whale of them all, because our theme tonight is fun things we like to talk about with God. You know, ladies and gentlemen, a recent scientific study reports that 87% of all Americans carry on a daily personal conversation with God. 87% daily with God. God, I don't have a daily conversation with my wife, Nancy. Hi, Nancy, how you doing tonight? Now, that's a duty load of people. Having a duty load of heavy conversations with the big one, and I want, do you hear me? I want, and you know I always get what I want. What I want is to know, what are you talking about? Okay, first caller, give me your first name and hometown, and you're on the air.
My name is Sally Sue, and I'm from Sioux City, Iowa.
Sally Sue from Sioux City? That's sweet. Only in America. City Sue from Sally City, do you not or do not have a daily chit-chat with God?
Well, of course I do. We do it all day long.
Oh, baby, and what do you two talk about there, Sally Sue?
Whatever is going on. Like, if I'm getting dressed, I might say, now what about this? Does this go? You know, whatever.
Sally Sue, that's good. That is too good. So, do you mind if we get a little upfront and personal here?
Well, heck, Jack, we're already talking about, you know, like, God.
Yeah, well, heck, Sally Sue, since you just told me that you have God as a sort of in-house wardrobe consultant, I gotta ask you, Sally Sue, what are you wearing right now? Sally Sue, give it to me. It's out here, Sally Sue, but it's not hot enough, so, Sally Sue, won't you please tell me, what did God tell you to wear today? In the beginning was the...
Counselor Avocado, I presume your client has been prepared?
Yes, Your Honor, we're ready to roll.
Very well, then. Mr. French, what is your profession?
Entertainer.
Once again, please.
Entertainer. I'm an entertainer.
An entertainer. Mm. I see. And what exactly does that mean to you, Mr. French?
Laugh. I make people laugh.
Make people laugh. Hmm. And is it a happy laugh?
Happy laugh? Happy laugh?
When you make people laugh, Mr. French, is it a laughter that lightens the heart?
American. Heavy.
Heavy?
Yeah.
So the laughter is unhappy.
Your Honor, might I tender an objection?
Keep still, Counselor. If you are unable to feed your client his lines, I have no choice but to do so myself. Mr. French, what do you make people laugh about when you make people laugh?
Soup. All crazy soup.
Do you mean to say giving voice to the absurd?
Giving head to the herd.
I beg your pardon?
I believe my client is referencing the role of the imagination in the dissemination of mass media.
Thank you, Counselor, but I'm neither so old nor so dim as you apparently think.
No, Your Honor.
Not that dim.
Thank you, Mr. French.
It's been a crazy week in America.
How was your week? I bet I can guess why.
Yeah, it's partly the Derek Chauvin trial and partly that cop who pepper sprayed that soldier in Virginia and the piece of shit Minnesota officer who shot that 20-year-old and the 13-year-old victim of police violence in Chicago. You see those videos of police officers deciding whether or not to commit murder and it gets to you.
Yes, it does.
And like, you super hate those shit cops, you do, but all that hate and anger has an effect on you. So instead of just the horrible thing, you have to deal with the horrible thing, its effect on your safety, and the anger it gives you. Look, all I'm saying is, I had a week. This was the week I hit the wall. Problems couldn't solve them all. I failed and failed. This was the week I fell behind, kinda sorta lost my mind, worked at the pace of a snail.
Sounds terrible.
Had a bad day on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. On Thursday I cried. I had a bunch of bad feelings and I just couldn't keep them all inside. This week was the week I hit the wall.
Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1. Court File Number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled manner as to Count 1, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson 019.
Top story. Derek Chauvin is found guilty of the murder of George Floyd, proving that in a post-truth era, you are still allowed to believe your own eyes. It's a testament to how far we've come that when brutal police violence is painstakingly documented on video, widely disseminated across the web, and every city street in America is blanketed by outraged protesters, justice will kind of be served.
Turns out justice is only blind if there's video in 1080p resolution.
Finally, some pseudo-finality in the Derek Chauvin trial. A riveting distraction from the daily horrific reality of our ongoing racist psycho cop nightmare state.
I've got to say, the fact that Derek Chauvin doesn't have his own OAN show right now is a win for me.
Look, we all agree that this small glimmer of justice and equality happened because Nancy Pelosi wore that kente cloth.
So true.
That right. Was the difference.
Three guilty verdicts were read in Minneapolis, in the United States. I think we're all grateful it went the way that it did. In this case, the jury made the correct decision, a unanimous decision, which is a step in the right direction. And I hope the verdict itself brings comfort to the family of George Floyd and all those who mourned his death.
The verdict was announced in the trial of Derek Chauvin. He was found guilty on all three counts in the death of George Floyd. After 10 hours of deliberation, a jury in Minneapolis decided that it's illegal for the police to murder people. That Black Lives Matter. It's hard to celebrate because a man is still dead, but there is a sense of relief that at least this one injustice was not compounded with indifference. And it could easily have gone the other way. No matter what you saw on that tape, this nation does not have a great track record on this subject. But at least in this case, this man faces accountability. But justice is a far more difficult goal. America still has a problem of over-policing and systemic racism, but hopefully this is a step toward a future where police being held accountable for their actions isn't headline material, and a hope that accountability today is a deterrent for tomorrow. Today is one stop on a journey that began last May and led to protests calling for that accountability in every town and every city in America. But this is just one stop. There is more work to be done. And it's work that all of us should be committed to because, as Ben Crump, the Floyd family lawyer, reminded us today, justice for Black America is justice for all America.
We just want to party.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Know that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Get it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Work it.
Yeah. 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka Blah.
America, I just checked my follow and listen.
You
owe me.
Mama told me, get your money, black man.
Just moments before Derek Chauvin was found guilty on all counts for the murder of George Floyd, a police officer shot and killed a black teenage girl in Columbus, Ohio. Police say they were responding to a 911 call about an attempted stabbing and that 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant threatened two other girls with a knife. Protesters quickly gathered near the scene, calling it a tragic day for the city. Columbus's mayor called for calm late last night. In an effort to show transparency, the Columbus Police Department quickly released the body cam footage of the incident, and Micaiah falls to the ground.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, get down, get down, get down, get down.
you know, you look at 2021, mm-hmm. the police have already killed 320 people this year. In 2020, the police killed more people than every year of data we have except for 2018.
Thanks this week for the songs and works from Husker Du, The Beatles, The Civil Wars and T-Bone Burnett, Gregory Whitehead, and Childish Gambino. And thanks to The Daily Show, Seth Meyers, Joe Biden, Mark Meadows, Amber Ruffin, Peter Cahill, Tuning Out the News, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Chuck Todd, and Deray McKesson.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.